Subway riders everywhere. Be warned, tourists are in town and they probably don't know your local subway etiquette. Washington, D.C.'s got one rule that is so dear to its commuters, it inspired a jazz duo to write a song about it.
In Washington, D.C., there's an unspoken escalator code that subway riders know by heart.
If you're gonna stand, you gotta stand on the right and let people pass you on the left. Sometimes people like stand in the middle. That's terrible.
And when unwitting Metro riders break this code?
I've actually seen people like push people out of the way, so sometimes I think people take it a little too far.
That's Metro riders Maggie O'Brien and Vanessa Cunningham West. The rule inspired DC jazz pianist Oren Levine when he first moved to the city 5 years ago.
Some stage, I know I heard about the DC rule about standing on the right and walking on the left, and stand right, walk left had a really nice rhythm to it.
So he turned the DC rule into a smooth jazz tune.
Stand right. Walk left on the metro escalator. It's what the locals do. Walk.
Jazz artist Aaron Myers handles the vocals. When I first meet him, he's performing inside a crowded restaurant in the heart of the Capitol Hill neighborhood.
Walk left, stand right.
People sway their heads to the beat. He says the song has always resonated with audiences.
People started clapping like, yeah, that makes sense. It was like, oh, so, you know, he was onto something with the song, which is good.
D.C.'s Metro Authority says there is no official rule that tells riders where to stand for safety concerns. That's why you never hear stand right, walk left in announcements or read it on signs.
It would be nice to be on the Metro and then people are walking down and folks like, stand right, walk left, come on people, let's get this thing together.
The rule isn't a norm everywhere. In Australia, it's stand left, walk right. In Shanghai, it's stand and walk, whichever side has room. But that probably won't stop D.C. subway riders from enforcing their code or saying it to tourists under their breath. Yu Sun Chin, NPR News.
It's like the golden rule.